marina surrounded by cafes, where the locals and people who came shopping from the outlying islands moored their small boats. The youngest of the two women, barely turned 31, went by the name of Zelda, though on her passport she was called Nelia Milnik. Her friend, aged 63, was Jasna Slavic on her documents, but everyone called her Mati for mother. Zelda's lustrous dark hair cascaded over her shoulders, and a jagged fringe fell over her forehead, framing her oval face. She had high cheekbones, almond-shaped eyes with a slight Eurasian tilt, black as Whitby jet, full lips, and a small nose slightly crooked where it had clearly been broken. Below her graceful neck was a lissom body, slender arms with a violinist's hands, and the shapely long legs of a catwalk model. The older woman, Marty, had a different kind of beauty, perhaps better described as elegance, with her short silver hair, pale blue eyes, an expressive lined face, and a strong, wiry body, with the hands of someone who had done far too much manual labour. She had a powerful presence and radiated authority, compassion, and intelligence. Though it was only early May, the weather was already almost too hot for comfort. Fortunately, a light ocean breeze helped to mitigate the heat and humidity. Zelda had a sketchbook on the table before her, and as they talked, she drew Marty. Marty poured more wine. "So what did you tell your policeman friend about your boss meeting this man he is looking for?" she asked. Zelda stared out at the water, which rippled like a sheet of the purest blue silk. When she spoke, her voice was unexpectedly deep. "Nothing," she answered. "Why not?" "I had second thoughts as soon as I walked into the pub and saw him with his friends and colleagues. They were celebrating catching a murderer. I was going to tell him I'd seen this man he's looking for, Keane, meeting with Mr. Hawkins, my boss, but I changed my mind."
"Why?"
"I realized that if I said anything about what I had found out, they would take over. The police."
"But aren't you police now?"
"No. I'm a civilian. They make that quite clear. I have no police powers. Not that I want any."
"Surely they're the best people to do the job. Unless you want your own revenge."
Zelda put down her pencil, offered her pack of Marlboro Gold to Marty, and both women lit cigarettes. Zelda took a drag and watched the swifts swoop and circle over the rooftops below. The tiles reminded her of Whitby, one of her favourite places in England, home of the famous jet that her partner Raymond had compared her eyes to.
"Yes, partly," she admitted. "I do. But it's not just that. Don't get me wrong, Marty. I like Alan Banks. I believe that he is a good man and an honest cop. But he's still a policeman. It's still the system, isn't it? An institution with its own rules, procedures, and codes of conduct. The force." She paused. "And I can't say the police have ever done me any great favours over the years."
Marty tapped some ash off her cigarette and made a face.
"True enough. Me neither. There was one time, I remember, in Pristina, when I managed to break free from my captors for a few moments. I was so naive. I ran up to a uniformed policeman and tried to explain that I'd been abducted and forced into prostitution."
"What did he do?"
"Do? Nothing. He just scowled at me as if I was something he got on the bottom of his shoe and told me to fuck off. I believe, fuck off, you filthy whore, were his actual words, as far as I could understand. I must confess my Serbian language skills weren't too good then. The pimps took me back, and I got a beating that put me out of action for 2 days, which earned me another beating. So no, I'm not too fond of the police. There's so much corruption. If I passed the information to Alan, that I'd seen the man he's looking for meeting secretly with my boss, he would have no choice but to go to his bosses with the information. More people would become involved. Government agencies, police forces, that's how they operate. It's hard to believe my boss isn't corrupt himself. And if I can't trust him, how can I?